Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We thank you for this day. This is the day you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad. We bless you for today. We thank you for this week. We thank you for this month. We commit ourselves into your hands. Let your fire lead us. Let your fire guide us. In the name of Jesus, we are here before you. We pray the Lord speak to us. Open the eyes of our understanding. In the name of Jesus, empower us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, speak through your servant. Bless us through him. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus, we give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. For today, thank you for
Father, we bless you, Lord. We glorify you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you. Lord. We thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you, Lord. Oh, Father, we bless you. Father, we give you glory. Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus. For this day, we thank you. Koro maraba
Kasu Talabada, beloved, we want to come before God. We want to ask for forgiveness of our sins. We want to come before the King of Kings that he will grant us mercy. Grant us mercy. We want to ask that God forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and let's ask God for forgiveness of sins this morning. In the name of Jesus, sins of omissions and sins of commission. That which we were aware, that which we were not aware, he says that we should come before him and he will forgive us. Lift up your voice. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. So kada bala baba da bada 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 bo shabada bada baba lebrende bede 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 bede. Father, forgive our sins, O God. Forgive us our sins. Forgive us our sins, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So kada bade bavele baba da bada ba rekusan kata diandele bede bede. Father, forgive me, O God, and cleanse me from all unrighteousness, my sinful nature, my sinful behavior, my sinful stuff that I've done, Lord. Forgive me in the name of Jesus. Forgive each one of us on this platform in the name of Jesus. Let our sins be forgiven in the name of Jesus. Lama da ba 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, we are praying that God speak to us this morning. Touch our lives this morning. Come through for us this morning. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you have an encounter with us. In the name of Jesus. Kolomo Santalabadaba. Shabadi Babadebodebu Shakadabadabaribabada. Forgive us our sins, and Lord God, speak to us this morning. Draw us one more time unto yourself. In the name of Jesus. That if you, God, will minister unto us. Minister unto us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you the glory. We give you the praise.
Have your way, Holy Spirit.
Your name alone be praised. Your name alone be magnified.
In the name of
Father,
Jesus.
We pray that you will speak to us in a special way this morning. Touch our lives, Lord. Minister unto us. Let us be blessed more than we came. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all. Thank you, everybody on this platform. Thank you for making time to be with us. We thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And like the tradition of the settlement of this house, I welcome everybody and I say God bless you, Mama Dora. God bless you. Unit Safra Bebu, God bless you. Mamia Mwakwan, God bless everybody on this platform. I may not be able to see all the names, so God bless you all. God bless you, Gifty. God bless you, Salom. God bless you, Theodora Ekrofi. God bless you all. God bless you so much. Everybody on this platform, let's try to share so that those that are not yet in can join us. We are just about 12 on the platform now. The number is always more than this, so we want to share to them. Maybe they have forgotten. So God bless you all, Papa. Nami Inshaw. Nami Inshaw. Papa Adam Fupa. Nami Inshaw. Adam Fupa Papa Eninia Obe. Obe Kase Yenko Nami Fi. Adam for papa nene obe nyane anopa na obe so na fidie no ase brane ye mompae enya adam for papa nene obe kase ye nsori ahomachi ne enkori nsa wase no men ka omo omo sori ahomachi tututu na wori nsa etomu ten time ono nya adam for papa ntise wa adam for ye obi a da bia obe frɛ wa ahomachi na ye nkodi nse nhunu Obe hu ni message anopa tututu ofun so a na ye kokonsan bi na ode ba. It comes to change your day. Those friends, we don't call them friends. They are distractors. People that will set the agenda for you. They will set a wicked agenda for you. Before you plan to do something, they come in with their agenda. I pray that God will take out these people out of our lives in the name of Jesus. If you begin not to give them attention, they will stop giving you that. I remember I used to have a friend, and anytime you see his WhatsApp message, it's something else. And near my accident, I didn't know where he was getting those informations from. Sometimes he will send certain things like accident, BSC, dangerous thing, near my ehunkwa. And that is what he will send to you. So you wake up in the morning, you are tempted to open it, and by But by the time you realize he has changed the course of your day, I pray that nobody will distract you. Nobody will come your way to even change your focus and change your plan for the day. Nobody has the power and the privilege to enter into your life and manipulate your mind, manipulate your vision, manipulate that which you have set for yourself as an agenda. In the name of Jesus, even as you go into a new week, may God cause you to focus on your life, focus on your destiny, focus on the agenda that he has for your life in the name of Jesus. That no distractor, nobody can change your course. WhatsApp messages, Instagram, Facebook will not be able to change that which you plan to do in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So God bless everybody. God bless you. Abena Getty, God bless you. Afia Chewa, God bless you. God bless everybody on this platform. Today, I want us to share something that happened in John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse 5 to 10. I want you to know that in life, God, who is the creator of heaven and earth, knows everything about you, knows everything about your life. But it's up to you to have a mindset that will cause you to walk in that. The Bible said that do not be conformed to the things of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. If our mindset is renewed, then it means that we can possess certain things. The fact that we have grown up to see certain things does not make it the truth or the final truth. There are certain things that sometimes I sit down and I ask myself so many questions. Because I'm a type that want to understand certain things and, I mean, find intriguing stuff that happens to our lives. So sometimes I ask myself questions that seem to be ordinary, but it's very difficult. For instance, who defined that a man should wear pants and women should wear skirts? Who defined those dresses? Who was the first person to design that this is the dress for men and this is the dress for women? So sometimes you go to places and they are making some arguments, and you can realize that this argument is because of where you find yourself, the jurisdiction that you find yourself. That is why this is an argument to you. I went to Ghana and I visited my prayer team over there, and the argument was that why should women wear trousers? And it was an argument. I'm like, what? Why should this be an argument? Come to Massachusetts. Come to Wisconsin. Live there when it's winter time, and go to church without anything covering your leg. You want to wear skirt on. Go there for 2 days, and you will see the difference. So sometimes I ask questions, and I want to understand certain things, but I came across this scripture, and beloved, it has blessed me, and I want to share with you so that we all will be blessed this morning. John chapter 6, verse 5 to 10. The Bible says that when Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, Jesus said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Where can we or shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him. So Philip, who received the question, is now answering, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples answered, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in numbers about 5,000. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Jesus had preached to the people. People had come all over and have listened to Jesus preaching the word of life, preaching, ministering unto the people. And the people have been so much excited. So they have lived with him about 3 days. And they were in multitudes. The number had grown and had even outgrown their size and how much they can take care of them. So the Bible said that Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him. And he said unto Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? Jesus was concerned about the numbers. He lifted up his eyes and he saw a need. He lifted up his eyes and he saw that, how can I do something to bless these people? Since they have been with us and they must be hungry by now. Beloved, are you the type that lifts up your eyes to even see people and to look at people's faces, look at what people are going through? The other day, Papa took us through Nehemiah, who was serving the king's wine. And it got to a time that he was going to serve and the king realized that his face, his countenance has changed. Jesus Christ, looking at the people, he actually lifted up his eyes to see. Do we take time to even look at people's faces when we wake up? For the past about 3 weeks, I've been teaching my children about when they wake up to look at people, look at those that they live with, look, greet people and let their faces communicate to you. Jesus looked at people. I used to visit my uncle who was in the police in Ghana. My uncle, top policeman. Now, when me, his nephew, goes to visit him, the first question he will ask me was, what did you bring? What did you bring? Expecting to receive from me. You go to visit your uncle, and your uncle is expecting to receive from you. That is Ghana police for you. And when he also visits you, what he tells you is, what do you have? What do you guys have? What do you have? So he wants to receive from you at all cost. That is Ghana police. They are never ready to let it go. They are never ready to dish out anything to anybody. They are never ready to give unto anybody. Are you that type? Jesus realized that these people have been with me and there must be a supply, a physical supply. I've supplied them spiritual meat. I've given them spiritual food. How about the physical? I'm police young kwa. Obebusa oba ofia ni obebusa wo ne se e den na wo. Okokosra nin so se den na de bae. That is how they are. Jesus Christ didn't do that. He realized that there was a need, so he must have a supply. What do we see when we visit people or when people visit us? I was talking to somebody and he made a funny comment. He said he was sick and somebody visited him, and surprisingly, instead of the prayer that the person came to pray for him and all other things that he must have received spiritually from the person, the devil took his mind off and he was considering the appearance, the dressing of the person, and how the wig was not looking good, and how their shoe and how this and that. And then he came to realize that, what am I doing to myself? What do we see about people when we meet people? What do we see? Is it their dresses? Is it how they walk? That is what we see. When we visit others, what do we expect to see? And yet the kokonsana yewasemka. It's not, we are not able to discern spiritually, to know something that is going on that we need to help break it. But we are quick to look around and say all kinds of things. Beloved, if you would tune your spirit and you would tune your mind and would tune yourself into the spiritual realm when you visit people's houses, God is also able to download secret things that you will be able to help solve with the family. What do we see? Jesus Christ entered, he lifted up his eyes and he saw the people and he realized that no, there must be a need. So the question that he posted was, when shall we buy bread? Where? The location. He wasn't complaining about money. He did not talk about money, or he did not even talk about the supply. He was concerned about where to buy them. And the Bible says that, and this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. So Jesus, who was a good leader, knew what to do at that time. He did not come to complain. He did not come to mama, but he knew what to do. But he said this to the people. Beloved in the Lord, sometimes it is not that the man or your husband don't know what to do, but he just wants to have an opportunity to share with you the wife. He wants to have an opportunity to let you know the vision, the plan that I have. It is not that he don't know what to do and how to even go about, but they need your opinion. It is even a time for you to converse it. It is even a time to have good communication. It is not that he has lost focus. Jesus asked the disciple, even though he knew what to do, even though he knew, the Bible said that, and he said this to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. There are times that the woman is asking the husband something or saying something to the husband, not because she cannot do it. Basenia and Penifua Buamu Bedi Atuan will say, Waba, 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 Wato. Or totua etrobema de munti ayene feyen ni kan se oh kwofi papa ana se bra bra kwame enukra de bi ni platform iso e ma na mo hane de omani abie entino they give their husband pet names, they give sexy names, nice name, and kwofi papa ni kwadwo papa for ni de omuni ha enya hanum na omo wo omo ebi mpo ni yenye de daddy mommy honey, ye bomb ye de, and no any shower ha. So he comes to you and he say, darling, if this is the plan, this is something I was thinking about. She's just trying to think aloud to get you on board so that the two of you can sail together. The two of you will come to a consensus. You come to a point that you know that we are moving toward this direction. Beloved, let's be smart when certain conversations start. It is not always that you need to oppose everything that your partner will say. That is not scriptural. That is not biblical. That is evil. If you are the type that you want to always stand against whatever plan your spouse will bring up, that is evil. Check it. Check your communication skills. Check how you talk. Check how you want to fight over everything. If it's not your way, there is no way. That is evil. There are some people, it must always be their way or no way. They cannot sacrifice anything. They cannot sacrifice for their wife. They cannot sacrifice for their husband. They cannot sacrifice for their children. It must always be their way or no way. That is evil.
That is not how you live with people. Jesus Christ, who even knew what to do, still asked the disciple. He still asked one of his disciples that, where can we find bread? Where can we go to get bread for these people? Having fed them all this time with the spiritual stuff, it is now time for us to give them physical bread. There are times that we need to feed people physically. There are times that we need to give them food to eat. Ah, and thanks be to God. Glory, glory, glory be to God that He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. And aside that, He has also given us the physical stuff. Baby, I'm a catcher and cough was a me. Papa be on my end, ye me and ye what being say me meka. Papa be away, I mean, no meka. Because I am not the type who always see negative in people's life. There are people that all that they see about people is negative. And they think that everything must be theirs. Omo a dream be say, everything must come their way. So, Obi and the papa crampo him say, I am entitled. That entitlement mentality. I'm entitled to it. I'm entitled to it. My husband should give me this. My husband should do this. My husband should do this. You are not entitled to what you are thinking about, bro. You are not entitled to whatever that you are thinking about. Obi ya papa jina baby naka. I me will fear me wana mami Mrs. Amando. Adwa Presla na aswebi ane no de bay. Mami Kate, no aswebi ane no de aba Mr. Diodu. Yenimsa wo yiri ni ha. Inti anwebi ane ye de abreu. Ah, aside we praying together spiritually, no. Wasan jen me physical blessing, hon. Me se me come as a chuseta. E fie fie he. Baby a mi rebi a mi yoke. Mi baby a mi rebi a mi yoke. Papa King Yere one or come and quack and see the Maya. Akusia mwa kwanfie de said the nebuso. Bebia, so you go there, you go papa paufie. When you go there, you will be blessed. Not only spiritually, but you will be blessed also physically. Jesus realized that there was a need. Even though he knew, he still asked the disciples, Eja Uofie, do you talk to your children about it, things you want to do? And now the oh yeah, gentleman wants. Nobody talks, nobody says it. You don't be autocratic, no, please. Just sometimes let the people understand it. Let your wife understand why I want to do this. I want us to do this. Why I am I'm saying this, why I am doing this. No, Jesus, even he himself, had to consult the disciples, had to talk to the disciples. Do we talk to our fellow people that we work with? What do we discuss with them? Leaders don't cry with the children. If you are the father and there is a need, you don't sit down and you are crying. Children are crying and you are crying. Already, no matter say, if you are sika woman, no kwalen suan opa. Now say, kwalabe suan opa, suna uwe jansu, who soon be dear, then there's a problem. Madame Foba Kupa, Madame Fopa, my childhood friend, a year ba umufia, no of a bakubia, na o one koko horse, our befia, will be swan, 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 soon, no of a besu, will soon wafa, no cressu, same man, wafa, ye wafa, wosu, a year befia, wafa, besu, sa, wafa, besu, swan, swatini, so, and I may busa, Madame Fuse, kofina, then our offer, a year befia, susa, so, or no de jano, yan, nisika samun ye, nisika samun ye, what of four, nisika samun ye, saying tin a year ba, will susano, will sushem. Osun ashem because nisi kasemu nye. Oh, may that never be your portion. Hallelujah. May that never be your portion. And kwale sun na pape sun. Pape sun kwala nsu sun. Who will comfort the leaders? Don't cry with their subordinates. Jesus knew what he would do, but he just consulted. Leaders are not afraid to delegate. Leaders are not afraid to share their position with anybody. Leaders don't. They are not afraid. Oh yeah, Juma, na se woti e Juma mu un person obeko leave. De biya odi ope se woti e Juma mu sa and Juma mu na woti the whole year un ko leave. Na se woti we bench suna ina chese ni oh yeah no ni mebi woha oh yeah eh because you don't want anybody to know. You don't want anybody to know. Jesus shared his position with the people. He even knew that this is what I want to do, but I should still ask Philip. Out of all, let me tell you why he asked Philip. He asked Philip because Philip, where they were standing, Philip was the person that was from that area. Assuming, see, Akwa Santi Achim PKK. Asante Achim PKK, ni yako Kenya, yako Kenya, msasemu yu. Yako ya evangelism, wye nasi ya shushe bibi, ye pensuo bi anuma nasi ya pebiani ya tuedia. Mwenye na uka asu mebisa anu. Mebisa PKK champion. PKK abrantye, abrantye ba akope Adam Fupa PKK, pechreche abrantye. So, wengu, ono, ena mebisa anu. He asked Philip. But look at the answer that Philip, look at the answer that Philip gave. Philip gave the answer that even 200 penny worth, secret 200 pennies, crampoir, 80 min third year name farmers. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. This is because all his life, Philip ne wonim ne se ye kona se ye koto broda ye to bia ne ne so de. Number 1 ye yiska ne ato maako 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 a ebe su obia eni nti no se ye hia ye se ye to brodo mpo e de amase nipa dom ye goya 200 worth penny 200 worth of penny worth of bread in Pono and so sa edomu. Odofo, in those days, 1 penny was a daily wage. 1 penny. And 2 years, Juma Fitiano Paco se numra, ne aye de ma uno, aye 1 penny. What Philip was saying in his say, ye Juma 200 days in Pua, 200 days, half of the year in Pua, ain't me feed this uncle for when you know and nano pay. He was magnifying the problem. He was just going round circles magnifying, because all in all his life, what he has known is that we go to the bread seller and we take money, we put money down and we buy the bread that we are going to consume. Beloved, all people's life, we have known that this is the process to do certain things. But I came to declare unto you that the God that we serve, he's not bothered about circumstances. He does not care about the procedure. He does not care about how people are thinking and what people are desiring to see. But all that he cares, that he knows what he will do. He knows your end from your beginning. So he don't care. He break all protocols. So the Bible said that this is the answer that Philip gave unto Jesus Christ. But beloved in the Lord, maybe what you are thinking of doing, what is in your hands right now is not sufficient. What you have right now is not sufficient. What the job is requiring, what you have on your resume is not sufficient. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hey, there is something for you to apply. There is something that you need to apply, and you are a believer, a strong believer. Don't argue. Don't say that this is what the requirements are. This is what they want me to bring, and therefore I must go through that procedure. Ha, beloved, there are times that God does not care about what you have. God, your certificate is not enough. I have seen people who did not have required certificates, but they were put in certain positions and they are doing better, far better than people with PhDs, people with all kinds of certificates. But these people who did not even have a first degree are doing much, much, much better. It is God who is able to take one person from the miry clay and set them on rocks to stay. It does not matter your qualification, whether you attended Oxford, whether you went to whatever school that you attended, God does not care. He breaks protocols. He set one where he wants them to be. I pray that will be your portion, even in the name of Jesus Christ. You are asking so many questions just to magnify the problem. Asking so many questions. Philip, you are from PKK. Philip, una wo free chrome ha no ma me na to brodo no ehin fa na ebenya bi ato enya fe na obebu samisika ye dey koto because Jesus knew that they had money. They had money that they can buy. Even if there was no money, Jesus, who was the first person to bring out a machine that can give out money, ATM machine. Jesus was the first person to use ATM machine. And when he needed ATM to bring out money, he said, go into the fish. He used the mouth of a fish as ATM machine. What is it that he cannot do? What is it that he cannot do? A man that was able to command a fish to give out money. Sometimes we think that the Bible is so outdated and things that we are seeing today only came today. Beloved, there are so many things that happened even in the days of Jesus, even in the olden days before people, science even brought it up. Have you forgotten when Peter was coming out of the jail? When Peter had been chained for days and he was coming out of the cell, the Bible says that the doors opened in his own accord. And it is a call banking hall. Now say we drew on na and I say call Walmart. Now we drew on na who said door nebia and kase kwezi broni ya diu and kasa because Jesus mreso ne ya ye bi dada. Jesus mreso na ya ye bi dada. Doors opened by his own accord. I came to tell somebody, I don't know the door that you are about to enter, but may it open in its own accord. May every closed door begin to open in its own accord, even to the glory of the name Jesus Christ, because he did it, and now he's also able to do it. So the Bible says that Philip said that 200 penny worth of bread crack cannot feed these people. Look at that. And then the next person who also spoke, the Bible said that one of his disciples, the verse number 8, one of his disciples, and I'm reading from those that just joined us, I'm reading from John chapter 6, verse 5 to 10. John chapter 6, verse 5 to 10. And the Bible says in the verse 8 that one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? But it is so small. It is so small. My supply is so small that I cannot. Your bill is like $1,000, but you can see that you are left with a few days to go, but you have only about $200 in your account. How are you going to be able to pay for that? That is what Andrew was also talking about. But the supply is too small. Yet the position, you can apply for that position, but you are telling yourself that my qualification don't qualify me. You have already disqualified yourself, so don't. But if you believe in the God that I believe, beloved, I was applying for something over here, America. I was applying for something in my workplace. And it looked like it was impossible. So I spoke to somebody and even the person brought it up that, why don't you ask for this? Why don't you apply? Why don't you go and see them and ask for them? Ask for it. And I said, maybe I may not qualify. This is an unbeliever. I know this is an unbeliever. The person told me the worst they can tell you is no. The worst that they can tell you is no. If you sit by the computer and you want to send that email, you are using their time, your employer's time. You are using your employer's internet. You are using your employer's computer. You are using everything to send it to them. If they say no, you have not lost anything. Hallelujah. Beloved, I did this and I got it. I applied and I was like, what? You see the people, we call them unbelievers. You see the faith that they walk in. You see the boat. That is why they are taking the world. Because where you will not go, that is where they are coming from. You think you don't go to this place, but they are coming from there. Okay? I remember when we were on the sea, traveling on the sea every day. Na ye nam posuna ababesi mitrim se. Look at our nation in Ghana. A minister of fisheries, eko jina puano no de safwa, ako chire posu se puno ya tum. Kro ya tupum, ya tupunu munti Tuesday, ayen kopo so Ghana, ya se, Tuesday ayen kopo so, en ayen ye se, look, come and see America. Come and see the things we do on the same sea. The same sea that Ghana, you don't go there on Tuesday. No, come and see what we are doing on the sea on Tuesday. But nothing happens. Nothing happens to them. So people are, who know there, what chairman who say, and that say, any baby say there, mindru honti menko. Mindru honti menko. That your first degree that you have can take you places. That your simple JHSS, your BEC that you have can take you places. Don't look down on yourself. Andrew saw a boy, a little boy. A lad means that 5 years old boy. A lad is 5 years old boy. I want to tell somebody that your supply, though it may not be sufficient, is still with that small boy. It's still with that lad. It's still with somebody that you do not even recognize. That little boy has your blessing. That little boy, that little book that you have, that little certificate that you have, it has your miracle, it has your blessing. That thing that you don't consider to be anything, hey, that marriage, you may not have had a good bigger wedding, you may not have had any bigger ceremony, but if you can consider that marriage and you can work on it and give thanks unto God, God will be able to do something with it. I came to tell somebody that it doesn't matter what is in your hands. It doesn't matter who is holding what. I came to tell somebody that if you make a move today and you make a step today, it doesn't matter how many sardines that the little lad had. It doesn't matter how many bread that this little boy had, but God could still do something with it. May God do something. May God do something in your life. Do something new for your life in the name of Jesus. The Bible said that there was this little lad. Lad means 5 years old boy. Who had five bread. Bread five. Grace. This boy was holding grace. Your blessing, your grace is concealed in the hands of a little boy. Hey, your grace. The number five is a number of grace. Five breads. That was the boy. What the boy was holding. The boy was somebody's was holding somebody's grace. Don't doubt it, beloved. Don't doubt it. Make a move. Make a move. Don't doubt it. Share. A juma na o pese ubi na aye wa titi aye wa dwendwen no me say sa oni pa na wu look down on him so your unbeliever wu look down on him say ebi kura se bi oye gay or a lesbian. You don't know the idea that person can give you. You don't know that the ideas that the person has. Don't look down that he is a little boy. Don't think that a five-year-old boy cannot supply for us to bless this number of people. Your number, it don't matter. It don't matter. Your blessing is in the hands of this little boy. And so the Bible says that that was what Andrew said. Now, let's look at the flip side of what Andrew also did. The flip side of it, which also blew my mind. You know, the question was not posted to Andrew. The question was actually to Philip. Because on another area bugger, on another area champion, I will name terrain. But you see, the question, when he was not able to answer the question, Andrew came in. Andrew came in. And that, I say, was very spontaneous and proactive. Spontaneity and proactiveness. Beloved, are we that proactive? Are we very proactive in our houses, in our homes, in our marriages? Hey, until you knu ko atiti ni adwindwi ni kodan na danisui, you can't you be a little bit proactive? Can't you do something? Ah, ebe man akoma atoni yem kakra. Can't you say, honey, I've been able to save a little school fees near by minim. Minim says school fees near by. There be a one out here. Ah, and that dear, mammy, mau half. Na fast so. Mammy, mau kakra na fast. Can't you be proactive na warrior net me so kakra? Can't you? You see, the question was not to Andrew. It was to Philip. But Andrew saw the need to answer it. In our churches, what do we do? Sometimes you think everything is okay. You think that the pastor is the only one that should be looking for you, should be looking and be calling you. Ah, have you thought of taking a phone and saying that, oh, pastor, I called to check on you. Is everything okay? Is everything okay? I called to check on you. Can I be of help to you? Can I take time with some of even your children? I want your children to spend some time with us in our house. Have you thought of something like that? How refreshing will it be that you go for your friend's children? Oh, and I thought of coming for your children so that we all go and play together. Have you thought of that before? Sometimes these little things that we do, they go a long way. They go a long way to touch the hearts of people. Ebi kra mami onin kwale yi ofin kwale ya tete na hanadwes awa bre o person kunya ya nko beda kakra na nya me bofo de wasan ya be pio bofo kronkron e de wa be pio se oh Abigail me person ka me fa wo mai na me no mai ye kotwi bicycle kakra wa kira. How would Abigail how would she, oh my goodness, adwa praise la be huana ma ne mai kra de se mu ni omo Ghana. But you go to Ghana, you visit Ghana, and you say, Prisla, I want to visit the children. I want to go to see your children. I want to see how they are doing. Do you know how Prisla will be happy in America? I had a friend who traveled to America, to Ghana. We were in America together. He traveled to Ghana, go to my house. He went to my house to go take my car. And now they are in the rounds war, the whole of his stay at Ghana, because Onika will be used. This my friend could not even think of say minto yogurt umpo na me fan kon koma umai okoko fa me car ni ko tree car na emma echire me san bo car ne hun ka ko ye repair works. Meanwhile, when this my brother was going, I didn't have car in America, but onu to ne car num or locate ne car no edisi na ne yonku fie e jahon nyesa me nim driving. I knew how to drive. I had been driving for about 15 years. In fact, even when he was here, menene nyina me ye na mame na me driver no. Beloved, let us be proactive. Let us do something in people's life to touch their lives. How nice will it be? Look at how Andrew came in. He was not the person to answer the question, but he was proactive. He realized that if I don't step in to say something, don't sit down and fold your hands. It is said that closed mouth do not get fed. A closed mouth does not get fed. If what we know, na so so umie wa no on kasa nipa ho e na unye bibi fam wa nipa e kombekun o. Before you can eat, you need to open your mouth wide so that God will fill it. Ye mu binu nya kasa na ye de o enye kasa tintin na ya na ye de na emom. We want you to believe, we want you to know that God is able. God, the letters that we write in the Bible, somebody said that God is so economical that he does not waste a word in the Bible, in the scriptures. Everything that you see in the Bible is very important. How nice will it be? Now, what crap? What could do Ghana? Or say, I draw a priestler. Me, person, me, kosher, who may not make us any more. Ebi awonso wo Ghana wo Ghana wa. You have met Prisla on this platform, and you call her. You say, "Oh, I want to go see your children. I want to go visit them." Don't you think she will be happy? Ebe ene de mi wo jide se ebe ene de onye onipa or bedwin se wo kwakwa kokum ne ma. No, it will not be. But you have your own biological brother who visits and does not even want to. He does not go to see your children. He does not, I mean, it's so painful. He does not visit your mom. Oni nsu ye fine pa. Oni ni nyina ne bom pa ye. Oni ni nyina ne ye bibia na he does not. Oh my goodness. Me say ananoa me call Ghana na me ne obodan no mu ne ye call ene me wo fa ba kwa no free UK aba ne call PKK ye call PKK PKK kro no mu bedru ho no ma ensuo bi da ho na enantwie bi gu nsuo no mu nom nsuo no na obodan hwe din so se ei aha na wakonta free aha na wakonta se wo free nyame aye bi o nyame aye bi the holy city of PKK nyame aye bi. Honor for if you do some of these things, you touch their life, you touch their heart. Let's move on. And the Bible says that there is a Andrew said that there is a lad which had 5 barley loaves of loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? Onon so cry the baby can't problem now. I say, Kitwebini, our supply is so small, our supply is so small, our supply is so small. But the Bible says that, and Jesus said, make the men sit down. Make the men sit down. Make the men sit down. Or therefore, you are at the right place. Just sit down, you'll be fed. You are, if you are part of Adam Fupa family, you are in the right place. Just sit down. You cannot be fed when you are wandering about. You cannot be fed when you are running helter-skelter. You cannot be fed when you have divided yourself. And now, nice your bosom fear, or China, nice your sorry fear, or you're half Christian, half unbeliever. You name me, oh yes, or you're part time Christian. No, so you sit down, sit at one place. Some people, we don't know whether they are born again or they are born against, whether they are for us or they are against us. Sit down. The Bible said that Jesus commanded them that they should sit down. Sit down first before you can be fed. Be grounded. If you are seated, you are grounded. Be grounded before you can be fed. You cannot be wandering about. Some of you friends may not say, "Yen kong kong huwa busumbi e ibi we fitra anu say o konfobi o ha e yesi ya o ya di e e no na udrimubi." Who crow ya, who ya, half hour. Hey, share the link, share the link. Share the link, now we draw half hour. Half hour, now we jina subi. And who crow, who ye whine? Who ye whine, me say, Emrebi, me nyon kubi anamine nwa gana, ye tin paibo wo bebi ani ya bo uraho. Ye di enanam ye hwin hwin am paibo nti, ye ti bebi o am paibo bi ye kosu bi ane, o me woha no be frem dako. That calls Charlie, unni baby and pie bobby jnem. And I'm a chance to be meaning baby say near koy. Hey! Nayaya ye ji and so. Ye sick and coffee for quenby so yure ye sick and ye ne free ye home. Other for, I'm telling you, I had to walk from Circle to Roman Ridge. Me nante me ne muro mkofwe for quenby so jimmy who sick and ye na. Hey! Anantia di nipa be kwetiro. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Don't be going. If you have not tested the spirit that is on that platform, please don't go there. If you have not tested the spirit that they are using over there, please, please just sit down so that you can be fed. Ebiani nemu enoso. Intis one tenacia enso uso. Ebiani nemu neye brodo no eye 5. And then I'm in sardine, you know, pe. It is one trance and position who you are. Hey, you cannot be fed. Now, no Bible say, I will walk Israel for no. Oh, Nyanko Pona catch Moses, Nakwa Moses say, yeah, yeah, cobre wa wana first you and so be our one be canon. One tomb recamra no mrameshes our wano. Other four, Samina come a casanko for one who are. Mean co a chirin freeze out for one who. Why would I go far away from that? I will not. And kami kofama konya. Na ma betina wawonase. Na mi boho na mi shede biya. If we say, wawoni bi kamia. Akwana ese mi shene eni. Beloved, what am I saying over here? This is the platform that will help you. This is where you can be fed and be fed well. If you know that this is where you can be fed, don't be wondering about. Don't be going to where you are not supposed to be going. A man will be sick, say, ye kwako ye ko ye ye bin tina wa ko tue sika ye ko guapa ye ye ko ye kwedro so no ma usika so say hey mon family din shame. Uni pakro ya so and opebia o bon pa yewa. Jesus said that let them sit down. Now, beloved, let me now conclude with a miracle. The powerful miracle that happened. Now listen, the word for men that were there, the word for men that were there, if you check the original rendition, the Greek is anthropos, men, is the men that was there, the original rendition is ane. But when it comes to the meaning of men in Greek, is anthropos. That means that one man. But the name that was used there is ane, which means head of families. Head of families. So actually, the 5,000 people that were there were head of families. God or Jesus fed head of families, 5,000 head of families. Now let's do the calculation. If every family head was there with the wife and maybe two children, it means that it is even 20,000 people, because we've had about 15,000 people added to it. So that which you are thinking that God can do, that is why the Bible says that he's able to do exceedingly far above that we can think and even comprehend. God, even though he fed 5,000 people, it was 5,000 head of families, because the women and the children were not counted. Beloved, I am telling you that little boy have a blessing that is sufficient for you and your family. That little boy has a blessing that can catapult you and your family onto another level of life. That little boy is not holding only your blessing. He's holding a blessing that can affect a community. He's holding a blessing that can affect a whole state. He's holding a blessing that can affect all your generation. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice this morning that may your blessing never end with you. May your blessing never end with you as the head of the family. May it also extend to your children. May it extend to your wife. May it extend to somebody standing somewhere. Hey, that blessing in the hands of that little boy. That thing which you have despised, that little thing you have despised, that certificate you think cannot go anywhere, that thing that you have been saying, that dream that you dream about people, that prayer that you pray for people, and you think it's not touching their lives. Oh, it is going. It is doing something new. It is affecting lives. It is creating new lives, even in the life of people. In the name of Jesus, I declare over somebody's life that this week, May God make a highway. May God make a highway even in your life. In the name of Jesus, that your blessing cannot cease. Your blessing will not end with you. Your blessing will go beyond borders. Your blessing will go beyond your life. He fed the 5,000 which were the household, the head of household. But it is time for it to be extended even unto the children. I am yet to see a man that will feed himself and leave the wife and even the children. The Bible said, even we sinners, if we know how to give bread to our children, and when our children ask for bread, we will not give them snakes, how much more our Father in heaven. Hey, I came to declare unto somebody that your blessing will go beyond borders. Your blessing will go beyond borders. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and pray. Tell God, oh God, let my blessing never cease with me. And not let my blessing end with me. Don't let my blessing end with me. Let my blessing go beyond. Let it go beyond myself. Let it go beyond me and my children. Let my children enjoy it. For he said, a righteous man liveth inheritance for his children and his children's children. children. May that be your portion this morning. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and pray. Kantala barabaraba. Shaturi minianda. Reko sakadaba. Ipandolobo saba. Yay. Makadi vilebedebe hanta. Eman tubia. 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 Generational blessing. Generational blessing, generational blessing, generational blessing, generational blessing, generational blessing, generational blessing. Makadabadaba, bless me, Lord, bless my children. Ah, let not my blessing end with me. Let not my glory end with me. But Lord God, I pray that it shall be extended. I pray that it shall be extended even unto the next generation, even unto my children. Let them also be fed. Let them also be fed. In the name of Jesus, I have as I sat, let them also be seated, that they can be fed. Makundele berebere, inshanto da baraba, rekosa baraba, le perebere, lam 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 perebere, kanta di baraba, eman koboya kabo. Eman koboya kabo, reko bada baraba, reko bada baraba, reko bada baraba. Apandebe, 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 apandebe. Ramato sande, ramato sande, ramato sande, ramato sande. Epandubiria, 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 epandubiria. Pandubiria, Rako Baraba, Palabara Barabosa, Parabara, the Paria, the Parima, the Parima, the Parima, the Parima, the Parima. Let not our blessing end with our lives. Let not our blessing end with our lives. Makuta Baraba, the Chapele Bede, Rakusa Pekaba, the Koba Baba, the Koba Baba, the Koba Baba, the Kora 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 Baba, Ikora Baba, Ikora Baba, Ikodiande, 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 Baba, Ikodiande, 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 Ikosaka, Ikosaka, ah, Matsabana, I feel the presence, I feel the presence of Holy Spirit touching the lives of people, touching the destinies of people. Let people's lives be turned around. Let there be a touch, 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 let there be a touch. Hey, Mako de Bede, Rakabadaba, Iman Badabadaba, Shantani Badbe, Iman Kabianka. Our blessing will not end with us. Our blessing will not end with us. Yeah. Let us have deep abundance. That we may extend unto our children, we may extend unto our neighbors, we may extend unto our friends. Hey, Manko de Bosa, 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 Rakazatada, Rekuzatada, 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 Rekuzatada.
In the name of Jesus.
opening kwajo chire ka asem bi.
Thank you, Lord.
Opening kwajo chire se enko Kristo ni dia osori anopa na ka de dewro na ubom se ya kon me pepe pamayo me pepe pamaye me pepe pamayo me pepe pana maye o Kristo ni anka osori anopa ne wo dwen no no se me pepe payo me pepe paye ebi obi dwen se papa ye ni ye bibi kakraka bi o hwe odofo let me share this with you enra anopa me sorry ye na mse a oluman menua beans because me wokoko bi wo body bi agu on abre me wokoko unti menua beans na maye kokoko ni beans anopa me diko si sume ye me de me dade da hanu ma me hwe ye anse madam fu me ye colleague ba kwani ni wo adwuma mu wo frɛ me ofrɛ ye ase pe owo ofie me si ani o o si ah me ba mu area mu and this guy baby o one is about 30 minutes drive from me o si me ba African Market beto we sin di me fa o hono ma ba be hwo na me si okay pen another guy who is also in the Navy also called me o si me wo do ya no me si o any bride o mo bedru ya se pe na me si ah me maye manual we say e na me wo kokko o ha ne mo maye nche kokko ni beans na ye oh, but she send your money at J. But here I'm like, hey, Bibi kitwa we am me kwe biyani minta ni muye. Na kakre ya me ye ma amuina. But o money at J, you can feel that love. That, the other four, me say, and yet it's not enough only to pray for people. It is also good to bless them physical with physical blessing. You want to pray, oh, bon paye se rade. Erade mami ntimi nya doye mami ntimi nya nkofo ado me say me pani anamene ni wadwuma pani kese ye pa obe confine me say ya bompa ye mami wate so that I can give o se mi problem ne say me tin am ache it's not that he don onisika he has money he has it but his problem is to give giving is his problem o bompa ye say erade Erade shemin sem so that I can also be a blessing unto others. I can also give unto others. I can also touch people's life. I can also bless people in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice. Jesus realized there was a need and therefore he lifted up his eyes, saw the numbers. Maybe you have lifted up your eyes. You have seen a widower. You have seen a widow. You have seen an orphan. You have seen somebody you want to touch. Somebody that always passes in front of your house and goes to church. On Namfomu, you have a child waiting. And then in Namu, you want to be a blessing. You want to be a blessing. You want to say that I have bought something. And at the other year, oh holy, may God touch your life. May God give you so you can bless people's life in the name of Jesus. That you will be a blessing. Bless people's life. God give us so we can be a blessing. Touch our lives so we can be a blessing. We can bless people's life. We can touch people's life. We can sow people's destiny. Sow people's ministries. Anthony Miranda. Shabadabadabadaba. Leto Santadaba. Iman Kolobo Save. Lampadi babele baba, shabada bada bada ba, lekerebo sa, imantobianda, leko tabiri biya. In the name
Jesus.
Then this will be my final prayer, so that Osofu, you come in. These people, Philip and Andrew, were just magnifying the problem. They were just going round in circles. They could not buy into the mind of Jesus. They were just going in circles. Or therefore, maybe the solution is just in your hands, but you are still going in circles. Okay? Kabi wo hono ma ho. Ne driving mirror no. Obon se mirror ke to abi tuamu sa. Ana se tu ya ho. Obon se ya chro se. Objects in this mirror appears closer than they look. Or they have a writing like that. Objects in this mirror looks closer than they are. That means that it is magnifying that which you are seeing. When you are magnifying a problem, you, even though it's a little and a small problem, you make it look big. Stop magnifying the problem. You want to pray, say, any magnifying lens, I media too many swore that I've invited into my life that magnifies problem, let it break today. Let that magnifying lens break in your life in the name of Jesus. That from today you will see situations as it is and even little, not looking at it as any big thing that you cannot overcome. The Bible said that thou mountain before Zerubbabel, you shall be made a plain. You mountain, you this mountain, even though it was a mountain, he did not look into the lens to see that that mountain is unmovable. But if you have faith as this little mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, be ye removed unto yonder places, and it shall be done. Lift up your voice right now and pray that let every mountain in my life, everything that I've magnified, everything that I've so much glorified in my life that has come back to hurt me, in the name of Jesus, from today, let it be broken. Let it break. 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 Break in my life. Break out of my life. Break out of my life. In the name of Jesus. For you will give me that faith. Faith that will be able to walk on my high places. Faith that does not fear anything. Fear will go out of my life. Because I've created faith in the name of Jesus. Any magnifying object, any magnifying glass, anything that brings made it so closer to me and causes them to appear bigger than they were, in the name of Jesus, 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 let it break.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Asafo, please take over.
People of God, what do we tell our man of God? God Richard, bless you. This is so powerful. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. Hallelujah. And adie ba ku a me pese wodi kofie and they say say ya na yeye no ka ya 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 say ya say ya rituals ni adia yensisa no ritual. And I know that we have so many rituals. Kaya ya ya. Obakia deho. But Yesu himself, he was not ritualistic. Every time, what is the Father saying? Every time, what is the Spirit saying? Or say, it is the Spirit that quickened, but the flesh is nothing. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. It is what the Holy Ghost is saying, not your church. This morning, I feel it with you when you say, you could drop past some of you, now you could talk, brother, Marco. But Jesus had other means, and he showed them, say, there's a way that we can do it, because the ways of men are not my way, neither your thoughts are my thoughts. The reason why we don't have resources is that we are thinking for God. Sholom alaba enesisane ma obia ne ne ti odena wi ase he obi be ko interview obi nsun ko interview obi be kwa ko tia bride obi nsusun tia bride wo de ne say. Don't listen to people. Follow what God is telling you. Ne me nimu ne say America wo pencrata wo do documents tuma e fre be bi say authorization. Near the crater, no be abrel, no a social, fast for to me call your juma. Necessio, usually a 2 years. And sana, ya fro a marco interview. There is somebody on this platform or no on jump that steps. Or the file no to my friend no interview. I feel ni power in interview and say, ah, well, you have jumped the gun, but this is your luck. This is your nese near near ma, but this is lawyer holding and you say, ah, who jim or to be now the buyer now. People of God no me will quaya or faster yana dear, Mesrao say be watching him, Maurate, near all can and on a year, near all can and on the idea, Juma, Mesrao be watching him. It is not about the set of rules and regulations around us, around our churches, and we are not seeing the hand of God in our life because we are detecting how God should act. May you begin to have a different mindset. May you begin to have a different mindset. What God is doing, what God is doing. Also, for us, so, okay, in the interview, say, ah, that be. Having a green card for 3 years, you to me, yes, citizen. It is not possible. Ah, yeah, they are there now. No, you interview this. Ah, but it has been given. What is your problem? What is your problem? It has been given. I will share for Ubianity, Miss Sewo, the Usha experience. And yes, sign for come to the Nipa say, that is what I went through. But things can be done differently. Go so do badaba. Miss Sewo experience, I a dogma. Nenunadi chill, be a hey, the parable of the jumping goat. And you'll be a necessary, said you. We have different destinies. And God decides to do things differently. Nehiane said, we all get to Jerusalem where we want to go. But we share experience. It is good. But who we are, Kachiri Nipane said, but God can do things differently. That is what I went through. But you might be different. That is what I went through. But things can be done differently. Ah. Say and chebrodo maku maku nemo brodo baku kutaya ya. I would have dipped to me manaya dojo. Nyane sa de debema ubiano. You become satisfied. Whatever. Obi at $1 million. One fine ya hey. Obi so swaton koko esi dai abobra. Nyane sa. Which God is with you. Nyamia okan hono. Or no. And tika krepia debema no. Uti monsa son. Obi $1 million na oje no. Or dimu 500. Koma doctor fwede. Nenso so da na wada. Uda umpata daimu o. Nenso so da na wada. Udi ya winya 5,000 kana. Nenso so. It is enough because. Nye enkrofo spend. No, you don't spend it. What they waste money on, you don't. When you focus on the little that you have, say urade den insato swa, say urade shra swa, it will be enough for you. Shawood ye, ye chepa no a, oh ye, oh ye, oh ye, oh ye, and now my down near the anus, Madame Fubia, a good papa, the olden days, one said, Nam, you know, a piano papa. Not ordinary papa, you are an econo, or Hessa, Hessa, no, you could see, never papa answer her. Never pass it. So, oh, come in, ma'am. Oh, come in, I'm over. Oh, come in, ma'am. Over. I wish you have four near your dear mound. Let it be sufficient. If we say, I would have debated me as you, and then America for us, we are Cassia Quania, Chow Yafunumu, and T. Udi Diki to Abbey, Udina Brosso, and our fate. Bariatric surgery, God has a way. I would have debated me, and I can take it, and the little that goes into your mouth, you will become satisfied. And I believe that is what Jesus did. And T. Whatever little I a soul will be a numino, or ye enough. That is what our God can do. Focus. Be focused. It will be enough. You don't have to travel around the world to be rich. Stay here. I will bless you. And your unknown instruction. That was Isaac's instruction. The most important thing is what is God telling you? Not what is defining. Not what because of NDC, MPP, NT, you are taking unilaterally decisions. Ask God, what is he saying? And I believe, say, no matter the challenge, you come out victorious. Let us listen to God and follow what he's saying. This week, the Lord told me something. He said that on this platform, as you minister, as you preach the word, I'll be doing a lot of things. Whatever word is coming here, God said, I am doing mighty words through words being preached on this platform. Don't wait. And as the minister of God was ministering, he was just preaching, and I saw an 8-0 destinies in the name of Jesus. Anything, any part holding your destiny, today it is broken in the name of Jesus. Today you are free. Anything that has been around you, anything limiting your growth, limiting your movement, today it is broken in the name of Jesus. And I saw disorderliness, disorderliness, but God is shifting things today in the name of Jesus. Any disorder in your marriage, any disorder in your education, any disorder in your marital affair, any disorder in your business, today that orderliness is corrected in the name of Jesus. Today you are free. Today, wherever has locked your destiny, it is broken now in the name of Jesus. Arise, march forward, and enter your promised land. Begin to think differently. We learn about mindsets. Philip who said, now I need to change my mindset. Peter said that we have toiled all night. We have nothing. Yet at your way. That is what I got. And they began to pull. And they could not pull. They called people, come and help her. Ah, said that man, have a new mindset. The Lord can do beyond all that we think. Bia, ni de urade ye. Ye ya papa Duncan. O si oni classmate, ba brofo a woka no. Professors be bring to me nka. E bi kura ante brofo na woka na se. Urade nim kwan yo pese o de obi abefa so. Se ye wo ho ade a good. Say, I know where it is okay. It doesn't limit God. Well, we are to me and for one kosuku nibi. One to me and two kwa nibi. But ye uradia kana. I would rather be to me a ye. Fasashe wajinimu. So, a dangerous thing says, man, two kwa yanko brochira minye ye. I wish I have one more good Ghana, no. Well, mimi duru Ghana 2 weeks. Ah. There are so many friends, I did not tell them I have ever come to Ghana because now me need there. But what would you want? I was crying about credit. Hey, Nanti, when I'm going to Kuruma? Me show, Utoya, a question so, but they are there. They are doing, Miss Rawo, She Eurate. Don't let anybody change your mind. You are making it. You are doing. I have so many friends. There's nobody. I won't see any fear with him. But I know a lot of bunkers who don't have. Trust in the Lord. Me call nursing school near catch them and say, trust in the process. Maybe be a how the Becca say be a yes, say, Montana say, sit down. Just sit down. Mr. Otana say. Trust him. He will bring you to an end. But that end will be good for. Don't let people prescribe how it is done. Let God lead you. And all will be well. Awurade nhyiraw. Awurade nti na nim kyerɛ na wɔtwe ɔma ɛnhyɛ wo yie. Ɔnkae wo na ɔnyɛ wo nsɛnkyerɛn. As you trust him, may he direct your path. As we learn on our platform today, Psalm 25, verse number 9. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his ways. The New Living Translation said, he leads the humble in doing right, teaching them the way. I pray for you. May God lead you. May you do what is right. Unye juma mokada. Unkoware bema won sena won fata. Unkoware oba. Wabetiti won washe wakonfo. I pray may you choose right. I pray that the business you will make the right decision. And I pray that may God guide and direct your steps. In the name of Jesus. Eurade onye osa. Nyamie cha. Oba. Amen. Glory be to God. I wish you for your beach in Elha. Namepa. Monday will continue. 7:30 Eastern Time. 11:30 in Ghana. This evening, Throne Room is also coming live. It's 5 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time. In Ghana, I believe, is 9 p.m. Besides, so Asia, na yatwa ijuma di enoso. From Monday, so ijina muten ten 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 ten. I wish you four. Let us come to God, have a new mindset. Na ebebuaye, radin shiramunina na ontina nimcho. Shall we share the grace? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Fire Prayer. God bless you, Nana. God bless you, Dapila. God bless you, Mommy Eunice. God richly bless you. Also for Zikafo in Yaminsha, Papa, for the word. God bless you, Blessed One. God richly bless you. God bless you, Papa Patrick. Nyami Insha. God richly bless you, Maria Bua. God bless you, Adra Priscilla. God bless you. God richly bless you. I see Yate. God richly bless you, my sister. Nyami Insha. God bless you, Madora. God bless you, Abigail. Amira Oyadami too much. God richly bless you. Wadomidodo. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you. God richly bless Miss Rawu Sana Kodo Yere Kodo Kuno. Namontana together in peace. Adumba Nyami Insha, my sister and my mother, and God richly bless you. God bless you all, Lydia. God richly bless you. We'll see you same time this evening at 5 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time for Throne Room. God bless you. Have a blessed Sunday. Bye-bye. As of when I mean shout, what a word. It was powerful. God bless you. I mean shout. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless all of you. Thank you, Jesus.